want to just follow up on something we spoke about before. At the end of this week's Pascha, in Kiseitse, finishes off with the mitzvah of to remember Amalek and to fight Amalek. Now, what's interesting is that the Torah speaks the Pascha, the mitzvah of Amalek, Lashon Yachid. Zachar es asher asa lecha Amalek. Could have said, Zichu es asher asa lochem Amalek. Says lecha. So, as we said, when the Torah speaks Lashon Yachid, it means the individual, not the individual person, the individual nation of Israel. Am Yisrael is Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We become one person, like by Matan Torah. So it's also V'Yichan, Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Israel was one, so V'Yichan is Lashon Yachid. Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. So Zoch Esif Shasuch HaMolek. In order to fight Amalek, who's a great enemy of us, we have to be united, as if we're one. Es asher asa lecha Amalek, or say, Timcheh Yochid. The individual fights Amalek. The rich individual, not me, or not you, not individual people. The nation as an individual. Now, in Chassidus or Kabbalah, they make a big deal about it. It says in, also in the Parsha, Melchama l'Hashem v'Amalek kiyad al keis ka. This is back in the Parsha of Amalek, back in the Shalach. There it says, yad al keis ka. God puts his hand on the throne of UK. Melchama l'Hashem v'Amalek midor dor. So, four letters of Hashem's name, Yud K and then above K. So they say that Amalek creates a split in Hashem's name between the Yud K and the above K. That's why it says Mochamalash. Kiyad al Kais Yud K. God's hand is on that throne, Yud K, to try to get the name complete with the above K. Now, in a general way, I'm not a Mekubal, I don't know much, but in a general way, the Yud-K, the higher realm of Sphiros, of the higher, let's say Chochma Bina Das, it's in the higher realms, and the Vav-K is in the lower realms. So in other words, we live in a world where there's a higher and a lower, Olam Elyon, Olam Tachton, the spiritual world, or angels are Gan Eden, Neshamas of Tzadikim, and Hashem's presence is more visible. Then we have the lower worlds where we are. This world here, it's Olam Gashmi, physical, it's death, it's not eternal, so it's a lower world. But meanwhile, Yud K, Vav K, Hashem combines the whole thing. Hashem made the upper and he made the lower. So in a certain way, when Hashem's name is Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, Hashem's name is one, there's no difference from Hashem's perspective, there's no difference, upper worlds, lower worlds, all the same. Shmo Echad means the way we talk about it, for us there's a split. We see this world is our limited existence, and we know that there's an upper world which is eternal, but we find that there's a split between the two. It's hard to bridge the gap. So Amalek Yad al Kais Ka. Amalek splits. Amalek, he's the message of Amalek is that this world is not spiritual. Don't think about spirituality in this world. This world just be physical. Just enjoy the physical side of the world and live a physical life and forget about any spirituality. Spirituality is a different realm. It's something else. We spoke about it also yesterday, that certain religions, especially the Far East, their spirituality is completely disconnected from real life. They go into a monastery and sit, close their eyes and do meditation. So they escape from this world into the spiritual world, but have nothing to do with this world. That's basically, it's an amalek. Amalek is the other direction. Amalek says, live this world and forget about the spiritual world. So all the people around us, unfortunately, we see nowadays, very, very sad that many of the Gentiles abandon all the spirituality. There used to be Gentiles, Christians, so they had some spirituality, but today they're not Christians. They're nothing, they're just physical. That's Amalek. Amalek says, live the physical world and forget about the spiritual world. Because he's into the Vav Hei, the lower levels. He splits off the Yud Kei, the higher level, the spiritual. So that's where they say in Kabbalah that Amalek splits Hashem's name. He splits the higher from the lower. And the goal of life is to see that there's no split. The goal of life is to see that there's a unity between the spiritual and the physical. They're not two dimensions, it's really one. Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. This is, by the way, the most basic theme of the Sefer HaTanya. The Sefer HaTanya, the basic book of Lubavitch, Lubavitch Rebbe, that we call the Alter Rebbe, this is his most important theme, to unite spiritual with physical, to see Hashem in everything. Not to see any split. He poses, he has a whole section called Shar HaYichud, the section of unity, where the whole world is united in God's presence. That's how he, that's what he's working on the whole time, the Lubavitch, try to get that into our head. So, Amalek is the opposite. Amalek, he's the opposite of the Buddhist monks. The Buddhist monks, you see that there's a split between spiritual and the physical, so they say, let's escape from the physical and live in a monastery and do meditation for days, weeks, months, years. Stay away from the physical, just go to the spiritual. Amalek is the opposite. He says, deny the spiritual and live only physical. Have no religion, just live for yourself physical. Enjoy this world. Forget about anything spiritual. That's Amalek. It's a very big problem. It's a big problem. Basically, our generation we're living now is Amalek is very strong. This concept of just physical without spiritual is probably the dominant concept of the Western world. Western, and a lot of the Far East also, because the Chinese accepted this also. So only a certain India still has a concept of spiritual. I guess you have, maybe the Muslims have it also. I don't know, that's a very warped concept, the Muslim. But the Muslim also, it looks like, I don't know so much about it, but it looks like that they're very much against the physical, and they want spiritual, but they really want to commit suicide. Get out of this world as quickly as you can into the next world. They think this world is basically a hopeless place. This was a very dangerous philosophy because they're basically, today's Islam is warped into the suicidal, anti-physical and very spiritual, but to the sense that you want to destroy the physical, that's terrible. You want to blow everything up and let's say that'll create a spiritual world. So there's another warped way of dealing, but it's a fundamental problem. It is a fundamental problem for people. How do you recognize and live spiritual and physical and unify it? Judaism, the Torah, proposes the concept of unity. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's one. Physical, spiritual. Spiritual, physical. It's one. Yud K, spiritual. Vav K, physical. Hashem Echad. And wants us, the Jews, to live lives like that, that physical, spiritual is one unity, one continuum. Very, very difficult, especially when the whole world doesn't accept it. Either they deny the spiritual, or they deny the physical, or they want to destroy the physical. They have all kinds of different ways of dealing with it, but no one except us has this concept of Hashem Echad, It's the same, and you can, it can, they can be cohesive, harmony. Physical, spiritual can be harmonious and be smooth. So when I drink my coffee, it's spiritual. When I say the bracha, it's physical. Physical, spiritual is all the same. Very hard, very challenging view, and that's why it's. But thank God, the Jews who stick are able to basically do it. So that's what he says. He says you always have to know that there is an Amalek, that there is an opposing philosophy of life, which splits the physical world from the spiritual world. And how are you supposed to counter this? He says the way you counter Zocha es asher osa lecha Amalek. If you Jews are united into one, because since the whole problem is the problem of unity versus disunity, that's the whole fight with Amalek, because they have a disunited, fragmented view of existence, and we have a united view. So obviously, if we're not, we ourselves are fragmented, because one Jew is against the other Jew, how are you going to possibly stand up against Amalek? Their whole shita is fragmentation. And your shita, if you're a true Jew, is unity. So how can you yourself be fragmented and say we support a philosophy of unity when you yourself are fragmented into warring subsects? That's why the Torah says the pasuk Zachar says Asa Lecha Amalek or Timche Lashon Yachid. You must be united. If you're united as a united Jewish people, then you can fight the Amalek philosophy of fragmentation and disunity. But if you want to get, this is the only way that you can possibly do it. That's what the Shem Shmuel says. It's an amazing idea. It's really an amazing idea. So he says, we're coming to Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, the whole idea is to create Jewish unity. Because when you blow that shofar, all the Jews are united in that shofar. And then, of course, in Yom Kippur, we're all united and we pray in Yom Kippur together in the shul. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the two biggest days of Jewish unity. And that's why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're able to defeat all the Katrik and all the spiritual, whatever, physical enemies that are trying to destroy us with philosophies of fragmentation. By the unity that we display in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're able to overcome Amalek. Amalek is the same as the Satan. It's the same thing. It's all a question of disunity. Not to allow a Shemachod to split. Say it's not a Shemachod. That's what they want. It should not be echad. Rashita is it is echad. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are the two big days. Now, if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur go well, then on Sukkot we celebrate the victory of unity. So in Sukkot it says, "Kol Yisrael Yoshim B'Sukkah Echad." Kol Yisrael Ezach Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkah. All the Jews sit in one Sukkah. All the Jews are united on Sukkot, because it's after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which we actually have re-established our unity.